This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
Yeah, that didn't happen. The melting of Donald Trump's presidency did not suddenly break the spell on his bewitched guardsmen. Rather the opposite, actually. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor to defend Trump's refusal to concede.
Let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election.
Perhaps you remember that last election in which Democrat Clinton, despite a 3 million popular vote lead, called Trump to concede electoral defeat on election night versus, say, mobilizing the Justice Department to launch investigations amid zero evidence of electoral fraud, which is what Attorney General Bill Barr did this week against all precedent to keep doubt alive.
Barr's action will allow attorneys to work around Justice Department policy that would normally prohibit investigations before the election has been certified.
For what it's worth, the New York Times contacted every state elections office, Republican-led and Democrat, and came up with no material concerns of voting integrity in any state. Not one. But never mind. That's merely reality. So the president-elect was denied customary daily intelligence briefings, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thought it was hilarious.
Is the State Department currently preparing to engage with the Biden transition team? And if not, at what point does a delay hamper a smooth transition or pose a risk to national security?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Meanwhile, the Georgia Republican congressional delegation, the entire delegation of elected officials sworn to uphold the Constitution, demanded that Georgia's Republican Secretary of State clamp down on fraud. And Georgia's two Republican U.S. senators.
And just today, David Perdue and Kelly LeFro sent out a joint statement demanding that the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, resign in light of what's happening in the Georgia elections.
It was as shocking as it was utterly unsurprising. Virtually the entire GOP variously acquiescing to or actively propounding the latest Trumpian big lie. Not about Obama's birthplace this time, not climate denial, not the deep state, but the very foundation of democracy. The vote displeased them, and so it must have been rigged. Or so say rabid foxes Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and Lou Dobbs.
The radical Dems are also working with the corporate-owned left-wing national media, doing their very best to nullify the votes of 71 million Trump voters.
What exactly is happening here? Is it, as asserted by David Rode in The New Yorker and Dahlia Lithwick in Slate, a coup to oust a duly elected president, perhaps, as Trump's surrogates have suggested, with a favorable decision by his new 6-3 Supreme Court majority? There was, after all, also Trump's immediate post-election firing of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who had fought any invocation of the Insurrection Act to deploy the military against civil protests, prompting hair-raising conjecture on Twitter this week about preparations for martial law. Of course, it all could be just a cash grab, a disclaimer attached to the Trump campaign's solicitation for a legal defense fund disclosed that 60 cents on the dollar of however many millions can be redirected. CNN's Don Lemon.
Some of the money collected through Trump's election defense fund, here it is, can be used to pay down campaign debt. Google the word grift.
On Thursday, speculation ran high that Trump is merely preparing for the next phase of his TV career. Not with Fox, which he now despises as the disloyal Trotsky of his MAGA revolution, but perhaps the Ascendant Online News Network, or Newsmax, whose founder and Trump pal Chris Ruddy covets such an eyeball bonanza.
Ratings? I mean, this guy, 15 years TV star and Apprentice, nobody has a hit show for 15 years. Look at the crowds he draws. He is a very great TV personality. I think he's great to have part of Newsmax, and we're certainly looking forward to having him on.
Whatever the strategy and whatever the result, the post-election denialism and paranoia and rage aren't some natural byproduct of extreme populism. No, they are the product itself, long planned with intent to provoke the crowd. As we've discussed recently on this program, modern conservatism is all but barren of policy. It exists entirely on what it can extrude from its Play-Doh definitely no fun factory of trumped-up grievance. To raise ire, to raise doubt, to raise money, to raise turnout, and most of all, to raise fears. Voter fraud equals COVID hoax equals birth certificate equals Mexican rapists. That, as ever, is the strategy. What will come of it? Well, as the president likes to say, we'll just have to see what happens. Will the election fraud lie lead to defoxification? Will it be the Make America Irate Again rallying cry for the next 4 years of the permanent campaign? Or will this big lie be used to get the Proud Boys and others off of presidential standby, out of barracks, and into the streets? We don't know. All we do know is that democracy has had its say, which should itself be cause for celebration. But the spellbound protectors of the vanquished are not joining in the song.
Coming up, the confessions of a right-wing media exile.
This is On the Media.